And now, a little New York City history. In 1977, a Puerto Rican activist group, the Young Lords, took over the Statue of Liberty, closed it down, and hung a Puerto Rican flag over Lady Liberty's crown. It was a brazen act of grassroots protest in support of Puerto Rican independence. It got the Young Lords national attention, even around the world. But they were already well known in El Barrio of Spanish Harlem for their community activism. They were rebels, but this past July, the city of New York named a street after them. Young Lords Way is in the heart of Spanish Harlem, outside a church the group once occupied. We were there for the official street naming ceremony.
Today, I come here to celebrate the naming of the Young Lords Way street, corner of East 111th Street and Lexington Avenue in what we call El Barrio, New York City. The Young Lords defended a lot of Latino rights in New York and throughout the country. They started in Chicago, Illinois, and spread through the country with different chapters. They created a lot of conscience for people in the struggle and people who were living in poverty. And I was glad to be a sympathizer of that movement. It's very emotional for me. And I got to meet some of the people who were my idols back in those days.
They did all kinds of good social justice, good. They had a garbage offensive where they also piled the streets up on this very avenue right now, Lexington Avenue, to demand that the city of New York pick up garbage because it would stay for days and weeks sometimes in front of tenements, producing rats and all kinds of health concerns. They took over a TB truck at Lincoln Hospital when people weren't being tested for tuberculosis.
It shows how youth can be very meaningful. They were just involved in just about every and anything that had to do with finding equal rights for Puerto Ricans, and not only for Puerto Ricans, for anybody here, making the United States live what they talk.
When we think about a lot of the groups and movements that come out of New York and also countrywide, a lot of the lesser-known groups who did make major impacts in their communities, we don't get to know a lot about. I mean, groups like the Young Lords, they need to be acknowledged and they need to be celebrated and they need to be honored.
To me, it means it's a recognition of the work that they did and a recognition of us as a community. That's why, to me, it's important that it's recognized, even if when before they were kind of vilified. So
today, revolution seems sometimes like a sin and change. The founders of this country were revolutionaries. Had they been alive today and taking the actions they did, they probably would have been labeled as terrorists. But we weren't terrorists. We were activists trying to liberate our communities from oppression.
The amazing thing is that they were all teenagers. The oldest was about 20 years old. And that's what our teenagers now need to know, that they have power, that they can say what goes on in their community, what needs to be. They can hold elected officials to account. And they can shut down everything if it's not happening. And we need to make our children aware that, yes, they stand on the shoulders of these people.
I'm a filmmaker and an archivist, so I like to look at old footage. And just when you see the community spirit that this little Young Lord's office engendered, old ladies stopped by, the young men would come and sit on the stoop. It just seemed to be such a center of community activity. And the fact that that activity was underlined by political education, I think was so, so important.
I think that it's a win-win situation for Puerto Ricans in East Harlem. You know, as you know, gentrification is in East Harlem. You walk a few blocks away from here and you don't have too many Latinos. And so this is a symbol of Latinos still being alive in New York City and in East Harlem, of course.
Remember, today is a celebration of community, and let's have fun.
That was Ray Delgado, David Galarza, Lorraine Montenegro, Latasha Diggs, Shalimar Calendario, and Carlos Diaz. And Roxanne Scott produced our story for us.